Hello, this is David Parker Brown, editor-in-chief and founder of Airline Reporter, and congratulations for listening to our inaugural podcast. Been asked to do a podcast for a long time, been putting it off and finally doing it. One of the hard parts is finding that hook, and I think I finally found one, something no one is doing, which is having my mom as my co-pilot or co-host, as you might want to call it. And she really doesn't care much about planes, which makes it even more exciting. Oh, let me forgot my little plane sound here. Oh, there we go. Now we make it exciting. Well, the problem is that actually we're not going high tech here or very fancy, and I'm actually going to call my mom in. So give me a second as we call her in. This is the best part. This is the high quality. Oh. Ah, crap. I messed up. I gotta do this again.
Hello?
I already messed up.
I told you I don't want to donate any more money to you, so.
You know what? I don't care. We're just gonna plow forward. I'm not gonna do it again. That's the whole point of this. That's the whole point. I told you. I don't like podcasts. The reason I don't like them is because I don't have to like editing them. And here it was, like less than a minute in, I was gonna like call it and then redo it. I'm not gonna redo it. We're just gonna go through. I don't care. So hi mom, how's it going? Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
Oh, same old.
You excited to talk about airplanes?
You know how much I love airplanes, of course.
Yeah, cool.
That was really funny.
I found the sound bite, so I figure I'm going to use it at some point here to do this. So, you know, it's kind of telling the two listeners that we have, which are probably you and I later listening to this, that we're going unscripted. So, you know, any mistakes, keep the language PG. I'm not going to edit anything, so whatever. It's like people get to see the behind the scenes of how this is all going to work. And I was telling everyone that you're not a huge fan of airplanes or flying.
No, not really.
Why not?
Well, it's not so much the flying. Once I'm in the air, it's all the stuff you have to deal with on the ground. You know, like packing your suitcase and getting your tickets and getting to the airport and waiting in line and then, you know, that kind of thing that I don't really care for. And then getting off the plane. I hate having to wait to get off the plane after it's landed, so.
You know, I think that's where I take after you. It doesn't matter how long I could be on a 14-hour flight, but, like, if I'm having to wait an extra 5 minutes to get off the plane where we're sitting at the gate, like, I'll go nuts. But if we had to fly an extra 15th hour, I'd be perfectly fine.
Yeah, I think it's just that anticipation, you know, to get off the plane and on firm ground again, at least for me. That wasn't that funny.
Well, that's a clap. That's a clap. We're clapping to get off the plane.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay.
No, Mom, come on. I mean, I know we didn't practice, rehearse, or these sound bites aren't going to have anything to do with what we're talking about anyway, so it doesn't really matter. It's okay. So one of the memories I have from a long time ago is my first 747 flight. It was a Northwest flight from Seattle. It was actually a 747-200. You may not remember that part of it. From Seattle, Minneapolis to visit my Uncle Steve. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah, I remember. They closed the door on me. I was just going to walk you on the plane because you were pretty upset. And
you mean happy. I was super happy. I wasn't upset. But the cries were tears of happiness to be able to fly, right?
Okay, whatever. And so I'm trying to calm you down, or, you know, make you less happy. And they closed the door. And this was back, you know, quite a long time ago before security was that great. And, you know, I was about ready to go to Minneapolis with you.
Yeah, well, I mean, let's be clear. This is like when I'm 5 and 6, right? Not like 23.
Oh, I thought it was like 15, 16.
No. I mean, those tears would be tears of happiness to fly. But, you know,
yeah, that's true. Any flight, you love to fly after a while. Remember, I used to we used to go to the airport, and I would teach you how to get around on your own because some of your flights were unaccompanied minors, and so it taught you how to read the signs and all that.
Oh, I thought this whole time that was just you abandoning me at the airport.
No.
I like this laugh track came in handy.
Oh, yeah, I guess so, especially because you're the one that thought you were funny.
No, I think you're probably right. So like, what is your, let's play a little, trivia games here of kind of what do you like better? Like what is your favorite airline and what is your least favorite airline? And just give like a few words to describe why.
Okay. Well, my favorite airline is Alaska Airlines.
I've heard of them.
Because I love the native Alaskan that they have on the tail. And I thought it was pretty cool when they started flying to California, they put sunglasses on. I thought that was pretty cool. And my least favorite airlines are Delta, United, and Pan Am. Remember Pan Am?
So, well, first of all, that's, I mean, a big chunk of the airlines that are still existing. I mean, you know, Pan Am doesn't exist, right? I mean, well, I mean, kind of has existed like 18
yes,
different
times.
Yes,
David, I know that.
Okay,
but
okay.
I had a horrible flight on them, you know, 30 years ago, and I still remember, so. And also, same with Delta and United, because of their incompetence on one flight I took one time. So they were on my list of airlines I won't fly anymore, so.
Yeah, so you, I mean, I know I'm very aware of your list. So you have this list, and so, like, you know, yeah, if an airline, things don't go well one time, and then they kind of go on the list. But, like, what does it take to get off the list? Because you've flown some of the airlines that have been previously on the list.
Not really.
No? Oh, okay, well, I guess.
I didn't even want to fly at the, what airline merged with Delta?
Northwest. And they went out of business because they closed that door on you on the 747, I heard. That's what I read about. Oh, wait, hold on.
No, that wasn't the reason.
Oh, wait, hold on. There we go. Okay.
I didn't want to fly Northwest anymore because they merged with Delta, see.
Oh, so the grudge goes through mergers.
Yeah. I know. I'm sounding really weird.
It's, Mom, it's a total thing I always talk about that, you know, people will get, like, they'll, especially like the low-cost airlines, you know, they'll find a really cheap ticket. A lot of people don't relate the, you get what you pay for, so, you know, they don't maybe get everything they were hoping. They say they're never going to fly the airline again, but then, you know, either A, it's the only airline that flies between the cities they want to fly, or B, like, they're comparing and it's like the airline that matches up with their prices and schedule. And so they end up flying it again. And I know I've been guilty of that as well. So, and
not me.
that's great. Yeah, so I totally can get that. So I should have said, what is your favorite airline / what are your few airlines you're willing to fly? And then would have been good. But that's okay. But I mean, like I said, we said earlier, you're not a big fan of the flying and that's okay. You pick and choose. You make a conscious choice of what you want to fly. And, you know, if I can say, you know, you're a school teacher. Thank you for putting up with all those third and fourth graders for so long. So it's not like you had, you know, like a whole bunch of disposable income with flying. But, you know, when you fly now, you typically will choose to do, you know, you'll fly less, but fly first class. You can kind of don't have to deal with all the extra crap that comes with flying economy.
Well, that was one thing I did was I realized that, well, first off, I don't go anywhere that Alaska doesn't fly, so that solved that problem. But I realized, like, my sister lives in Tucson, and so Alaska Airlines had a nonstop flight to Tucson, and the first class really wasn't that more expensive. So I started flying first class, which really helped me with all those annoyances, you know, at the airport and on the plane and all that. So I know not everybody can afford to do that, but to me it was worth it.
Actually, I remember writing a story about it, and maybe I'll link to it in the story here. Linked about how paying your anxiety away. You know, just kind of talking about that whole idea that, you know, people have a lot of anxiety with flying, and, you know, I still have a little bit. I used to have a lot more to it, but, you know, not everyone can afford it, but you can look for good deals, you can get miles, you can fly less, and then, you know, get the, you know, the premium tickets, because, yeah, there's a lot less anxiety. You get the premium lines and security. You're able to board first. You're able to get off last, which you talked about earlier is a big stressor.
I get off first.
Yes. Well, Mom, I always
get seat 1A, so.
Which is the baller seat to be in.
I mean, it's the window seat, but I have to have a window seat, so I'm the second person to get off. Person in 1B would be the first person to get off.
That's a good little trivia point. Unless you're aggressive. You could be aggressive and elbow your way in.
Well, I'm not aggressive. You know me. You know I have told the... No, never mind. I don't want to tell that story.
Well, see, now's a good... Please tell. What's the story? The time you punched the flight attendant in the... I'm joking. You didn't really do that. All right. So now it's time for... What plane do you like better? That was a bad use of that. I don't care.
One that stays in the air. One that has good maintenance crew.
This is where editing would come in handy, because I will tell you the rules are. I'm going to give you two aircraft, and then you give me one word answers of what your favorite aircraft is of the two that I'm going to give you. All right.
All right.
All right. Okay. And the 747 versus the Concorde.
747. I've never been on a Concorde. I've been on a 747, so I don't really know. They look kind of small to me, and it might be claustrophobic in there.
And those were all interesting, all interesting points, but I do have to ask. I lost count. How many words was that again? I'm pushing my limit. I know I'm pushing my limit. I know after this phone call, Mom's going to have a few choice words for me. But right now, I love you, Mom. Okay. I get my humor and my sarcasm from my mom, so it's okay. That's what I always say. The Cessna 172 or a Boeing 737?
Boeing 737.
Okay. Okay, this is, do you prefer the 767-300ER with the Pratt & Whitney JT9D or the 767-300ER with the GE CF980 engines?
Yes.
Actually, that is a trick question, since I'm sure most of the listeners, I would be very surprised, which there are actually people that do know this, it's the 767-200 that had the Pratt & Whitney JT9 as an option, but the 300ER did not have that. The yes was an incorrect answer. So, if I add up your points, you still win. So, congratulations.
I don't know how I can be wrong, because it was a subjective question. It asked for my opinion.
Mom, these are... I mean, I spent less than 30 seconds on this, so I think it's going
okay,
pretty well
right along.
So far.
Let's
okay.
Go.
So, kind of the last little part here is that I know you're kind of a history buff, and, you know, you're not much into airplanes, but, you know, how much do you know about, like, the history of aviation and flight?
Well... Funny you should ask, because, you know, my great passion is birds. So I've always thought, and I know this is true, that that's where the early aviators got their ideas from watching birds fly and lift and all that stuff. So, I think I did an article for you once on aviation versus birds, and now the birds, of course, have the bum end of the deal, because you guys keep running into them.
Whoa, you guys?
You aviators, you aviation buffs. But anyway, beside the point.
I mean, it's true. Like, when I'm going out to an airport to take photos of an airplane, I'm just, like, kind of, I bring my bird hitting stick. I don't, by the way.
Get those birds out of here.
I know what you're saying. I mean, the Miracle on the Hudson folks might, you know, might have a better idea what you're talking about. But
well, the geese didn't run into the plane. The plane ran into the geese.
I mean, that's
the
still
geese were there first.
It's,
so
I mean, I don't want to get into it, but I mean, it's up for debate still. You know, I mean, probably not. But I do appreciate that. You know, I may not, although come around with birds, I may not be the fan of birds. You have brought me into birds, and I've taught you more than you want to know about airplanes. They both fly. So we do have this combined bond of things that fly. Some that just happen to naturally be out there. Some are kind of the pinnacle of human engineering and you know, world commerce and bringing people to cool places for vacation. So, you know, I mean, and yours you can eat. So, you know, it's all about even.
Yeah, some of them.
Oh, wait, hold on. That's this.
I've got...
There we go. What?
I've got some questions for you about birds.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, what bird has the longest distance to travel on its migratory route?
Hummingbird.
No, wrong. Buzz, it's the Arctic Tern. It goes from Antarctica to the Arctic.
That's pretty...
It's like 24,000 miles.
That's pretty far.
I'll say, farther than a plane can go.
I mean, if it's being refueled, but yeah, I mean, well, single tank. I mean, if it had a bunch of, like, extra fuel... Okay, anyway, yes, you're right.
Okay, question number two. Approximately how many bird species are there in the world? You can round off to the nearest 1,000.
Oh, 1,000, thank you. I was thinking maybe, 100,000?
No, 10,000.
10,000? Oh, man.
That's a lot.
That's like, is that kind of like subspecies? Like you got like your chickadee and your mountain chickadee and your black-headed chickadee and your red-breasted chickadee?
Those are separate species. Those aren't subspecies.
Okay, and for the record, I know there's no red-chested chickadee, if anyone actually knows birds. I'm just saying that.
There is a red-chested chickadee.
I'm going to have to disagree with you on that one.
Well, it's chestnut-backed, actually, so...
Mayday.
Okay, last question.
Yes.
What makes a bird a bird?
Has feathers?
Yes!
Is that
very
it?
Good.
Lays eggs?
No, you're right. It has feathers.
Is delicious in a mandarin glaze?
Anything with feathers is a bird, and all birds have feathers.
Gosh, how about platypus? Doesn't know that's fur.
That's a mammal.
See, it's hard, because anytime anyone always says, like, this is always, like, everything falls into this category, like, my brain automatically has to try to find, like, something that doesn't. So, I'll,
Well, you can try, but it won't happen.
Okay, so I think I have one bird thing for you. I want you to try to identify this bird. It may be a hard one because it like existed for a long time. Then they thought it was extinct for a long time, but then they found one in like South Carolina or something, and they got its recording. And I want to see if you know what it is. Do you have a basic idea already?
Yep.
Okay. Here we go. You ready?
Yep.
Okay. What is that?
Sounds like a rooster.
Dang, you're good.
But I would say ivory-billed woodpecker.
No, it's actually, it's literally a rooster.
So I got that one right.
All right, Mom. Well, you know what? I would say that right now, everyone and their mom is out there doing a podcast, but literally there's only you and me doing the podcast. that sounded a lot better in my head. Like, it sounded like a joke, like everyone always says, you know, every one of their moms doing something, but, like, literally I'm doing something with my mom. Anyway, hold on. It's weird when you make the laugh track. It just makes everything sound much... I know why they do it on TV shows now. But I think we have one last thing to say before I wrap this up. Are you ready?
Yep.
All right, here we go. April Fool's Day.
Yay! What a surprise.
I mean, do you...
So I'm not really your mom.
Oh, I love you, Mom. That was great. I bet you the one person who accidentally left this on and didn't know how to turn it off and listened through the whole way through will find that very funny. But that was good.
Yeah, well, good luck. I hope someone listens to it.
Mom, I wasn't recording this whole time.
You're kidding me. That's your April Fool's.
Yeah, I'm kidding you. Okay. I love you, Mom. Okay, well, I'm going to stop the recording, but I'll still talk to you. How about that? Thank you, listeners, for the first inaugural and last inaugural podcast, whatever. Congratulations listening this far. If you listen this far, email me, david@airlinereporter.com. I will send you some free airlinereporter.com tickets, plus some other, like, fun little airline stickers. Not tickets, stickers that I've collected over the years just for making it this far. Then whatever. Have a good month. Bye. Congratulations. Peace out. And one last little thing here is this.